That's crazy. That is absolutely crazy.
Welcome back. Why did you laugh?
You just said go to you. I thought that was pretty rude. Speed up.
Bitcoiners, episode 118. I just had the song, you remember from the advert back in the day, it was like 118.
Yeah. Was it 118? Oh, it was 118, wasn't it? It was 118. The telephone company, 118.
Sorry, distraction, that literally just came into my head as I said that. Cool. Yeah, welcome back. What do you call it? Housekeeping rules, like and subscribe.
Mm-hmm.
Helps us grow, helps support the show. Okay.
Which does what?
Oh, why'd you ask this? Mm-hmm.
Supports Bitcoin.
Okay. Bitcoin price, live price. It's not what I've got written down, is it?
$67,000.
Wow.
Hit all new time highs this week, didn't we? Was it all?
No, did we? I disagree with that. Let's go through the agenda.
Okay, last episode's price was 59,000. The high since last price's episode was 69,200. We'll come back to that then. Agenda. Bitcoin ETFs seen 2 billion volume for second day straight. Coinbase is down many times. ETF volumes are shattering records. Bitcoin searches on Google. Martin Lewis on Bitcoin. Bitcoin 20K monthly candle. Marathon's new slipstream service breaking records. Gold ETF versus Bitcoin ETF volumes. I don't know how to word it, but a Dear Deirdre section was called in our group chat. Yeah.
Deirdre's from the Sun, isn't it? They used to have that people write in and ask questions.
What are we gonna
call it? Always a bit risque.
Oh, this is definitely not risque.
Oh, right.
No,
this is no risque.
Basically, a conversation about the last Bitcoin.
I thought we were going a bit blue.
It's definitely not.
Keep it PC.
Okay.
Okay, cool. The 9 spot Bitcoin ETFs are seeing 2 billion volume for the second day straight.
Grand.
Price, go.
Why is it went through the price?
Oh.
You just read it out.
So what would you think? People reported all-time high. You're saying it wasn't all-time high.
Yeah.
Why are you saying it's not an all-time high?
Because it's not an all-time high.
Controversial.
Well, no, it's not an all-time high. We got to 69,300 and something, did we?
What was the all-time high?
I thought we got to 69,400 and something. And so I had in my head 69,500, you would kind of accept anything over that as all-time highs.
Right.
I think there is controversy. I think some people are saying certain things.
Plenty of all-time highs in different countries, though. Mm-hmm. We eclipsed the GBP all-time high.
Yeah, so the same previous all-time high there, 68,990. Where's the source of that? Was recorded on Coinbase, they're saying. But actually, on other exchanges, it's recorded it higher at the time. I'm 90% sure it was 69,400 and something.
Okay. Not 100% sure, though, are you?
There was a whole thing of the 69,420. But I don't know.
I think we went past the 420, but that was the whole thing. We hit that.
We never hit 70, but I don't know.
Because it was Elon Musk time as well, and everyone was like, it's due to them, like Tesla buying and stuff like that.
And there was a hard old bounce off it, wasn't there?
Oh.
The what?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Lots of people.
Quite brutal.
Dipped down to 61,000.
So is that just people who had sell orders at 69 basically to make money and get out? If that was
Coinbase going down, I think, again.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
do you want to come on to that then?
It can do.
The funniest comment I saw was them going down is like our industry's version of a stock market circuit breaker.
It literally is that, yeah.
Yeah.
Prices going too high quick. Quick out, guys.
Yeah.
So I think they've been down twice in the last week, haven't they?
They've been out every time the price has run.
I've
only seen it twice.
So in the stock market, right, when there's too much volatility, they literally shut access to that share, don't they? Like an RNS is released to help investors. Everyone just needs to calm down, take a breath. And Coinbase shutting down.
Is exactly
it doesn't,
that.
It doesn't have the same effect, though, because people just start panicking.
Oh, yeah.
Especially when they see zero balances. It causes like...
The problem is you can trade it elsewhere.
So it's a useless circuit breaker.
Yeah.
It's just a worry button for people. And I understand why people get worried because a lot of people use Coinbase down there. So seeing zero balances when stuff gets volatile. So not a great circuit breaker.
Yeah. It wasn't even just they went down. They had actual problems. They were showing zero balances to customers.
Yeah.
And that's happened, is that two or three times now they've done that in this last week or so? Zero balances, which is clearly there's an actual problem in the system there, not just, that's not a, you're overloaded. There's something going wrong there. The overload has probably caused some knock-on issue.
Did I see a chart someone shared the other day about the June 2 and June 1 correlation?
Yeah, it was Connor, I think.
Was it? So the release of June 2 is just in time with the all-time high, as was June 1.
with the previous sort of effect.
Is there something going on there?
Yeah.
World's greatest film series? Maybe not. I don't know where you're going from.
Google Images. It was on Twitter. It was going on.
Was it?
Yeah.
I thought that was funny. There you go. That
one there, down the bottom.
Down one. Green light. Go on. There you go.
Even the announcement.
The announcement had a bump.
Wow. Correlation, causation. Yeah.
Correlation, causation.
Forget about stop to flow.
Just look at June movie announcements.
When's June 3 coming out?
I think there will be a June 3. So people need to look out for that. Crazy.
That's wild.
Watched it last night. It's brilliant.
I've never seen it.
June 2's amazing.
I'm jealous.
Hans Zimmer's the boy. Okay.
Should we just get back to Bitcoin before you go on?
That's Bitcoin.
No.
Let's
not go on Zimmer.
Back to the spot ETFs. They're seeing $2 billion in volume for the second straight day.
Yeah, I think that was followed on. There's another one later on as well saying about the other ETF one that's been marked.
Versus gold?
No.
No?
Oh, well, you can talk about all of them.
Jumping all over the place. You're throwing the agenda off. Oh, ETF volume shatter records with massive 7.7 billion traded, more than double the previous record.
Yeah. So if you've seen the chart at the minute of the daily volume of the ETFs, it's weirdly, it spiked at the very beginning, didn't it? Kind of come down a little bit and then it's gone, spiked back up again. But spiked back up in a significant way.
Wow.
It's not just one of them either, is it? They're all doing significant more volume. So it's not like one of them's had a really successful advertising campaign, which is what I'm looking out for, but they're all...
I suppose all of their campaigns all add to each other, don't
they?
There's no outlier in this at the minute, because that's even the other dates. So since then, the volumes have continued, haven't they?
I'm just trying to find the more recent one now. But
I think yesterday again was record volume yesterday as well. And was it over 10 billion yesterday?
Do you think it's because more... Like I read some major banks, JP Morgan, maybe Wells Fargo, offering access to Bitcoin ETF. So it's more access points developing the cycle of...
I think, the traditional investment vehicles as well are starting to open up to like including a bit of it in their portfolios, aren't they? Mm. Even like another BlackRock product, they announced they're going to start now.
I think that'll impact the inflow more.
Mm.
But I think, so I'll touch on inflows in a minute, but that'll impact the inflow. But the actual volume, which is the trade, which are people doing from an arbitrage perspective, as the price is moving, that's of course going to increase. Mm. So, because you can theoretically arbitrage, I guess, an ETF and a Bitcoin exchange price. And that's what I assume. I'm assuming there. I don't know for certain what is driving that volume. The inflow versus the actual assets under management as well is something that everyone's been a bit confused with and seeing that. So the volume, the inflow is the amount of US dollar, for example, coming into the ETF. But the assets under management, as inflow, say 10 billion comes in, if that doubles the Bitcoin price, which it has almost done in that time period, then there's now $20 billion under management. So it's not $20 billion has come in, it's only 10 billion come in. But obviously the price has increased, which has increased the assets under management. So it's a bit of a, not self-fulfilling prophecy, but like a weird circular movement that people are being a bit confused at, thinking, you know, how many assets under management is it now? We're at 50 billion, 52 billion in all Bitcoin ETFs, I think.
I'm sure.
But it's not 52 billion come into flow, like come in from dollar, because the price of Bitcoin has increased.
I think, like Dave mentioned the other day, you just have to, if you price it in Bitcoin, then
it's easier.
In Bitcoin. It must be somewhere.
Yeah, I think the charts do have the Bitcoin amounts as well.
The problem is they don't come in as Bitcoin, they come in as dollar and buy Bitcoin. So it's like, I don't know where you'd get that source from.
Mm.
Hopefully someone's recording it and they can then work. You could work out easy enough, couldn't you?
Yeah.
Work out the chart.
Do you think it stops? When do you think, when?
Well, gold is 112 billion. Sorry. 112 billion, and we're at 52 billion already.
Yeah.
2 months in. I know there's a big chunk of that was grayscale.
So you, kind of, Yeah, I can't see, like, there's a huge ramp up.
Mm.
It's just, it doesn't look like cooling down right now.
No.
And I wouldn't be remiss to actually try and guess when it would cool down. It's just like, you know, how long's a piece of string? But
as Bitcoin price keeps going up, it's going to keep going. So I imagine it will flip gold.
You think it would. Mm. It's already, has it flipped silver?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like flickering between at the minute, I think.
Is it with silver?
It went up and then below, and now it's like it's up again.
Oh. So, okay.
It's right level with it.
To beat gold as well, unless if Bitcoin price doubles, it overtakes gold. Mm-hmm. So that's what you're looking at.
Right. And then what would that mean, do you think? Does that mean that's the asset of choice is on the top pedestal?
It's the new, I would say,
It's the new gold, right? It's taking the crown.
Yeah. If it takes over that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or ETF, AUM. Sorry, you're willing to bang that.
Yeah, just see you hovering with it. No, and couldn't just on edge. Just walk, it's like,
point out quickly.
Right, something.
There you go. Bitcoin searches on Google are not even 50% of what they were in 2021.
Yeah, this was such a lie from people.
You tweeted it, didn't you?
No, I tweeted it because I saw other people tweeting about. This is my sweeping. My weekly
sweeping section.
Sweeping section.
What were people saying?
They were saying that Bitcoin interest is spiking in the last 7 days or something. And if you do look at the last 7 days on Google Trends, it does spike, but that's over 7 days. If you take that back to all time, you can see we're not even like 50% of interest from the 2021 bull run. So it's like they're using data to clickbait effectively and for attention.
That's what everybody does though.
I know that frustrates me. I'd rather than put like factual bigger, like show the full picture, not just a little segment that you're wanting to use for your agenda.
Mm. Are you expecting to see the spike come back? I mean, surely over time you don't see, as people become familiar with Bitcoin, who's Googling Bitcoin now?
Well, historically we've still seen that each cycle increases each time. So
as adoption grows, surely less and less people have to Google Bitcoin. And you would, and maybe you wouldn't.
But there's
see
more
the
people coming in.
I think we're still so early that it's still more people coming in.
I hate this. Do you think there's like 5 million people in the world max that would not Google Bitcoin that are already Bitcoiners and know where they're going? Mm-hmm. You've got the rest of the world to go at. So I think there's still plenty of room.
So you think it's
interest spikes?
Okay. I mean, there's definitely an uplift.
You've typoed Bitcoin, Mike. You think?
Bitcoin.
Even that's possible.
Spiking, it's actually trailing down for Bitcoin.
So you can see the spike, like what they're looking at with things there, but realistically, when you look at that over a 5-year period or all time, it's a drop in the ocean still.
Okay, long way to go.
Yeah.
Oh. Prompt.
Martin Lewis on Bitcoin. This will all take place on Twitter.
I don't feel like they're all me topics here.
It's all about you.
I know, tell me about it. He was, in all honesty, fair answer from him, Carl.
I completely agree. There's no bashing.
There's a bit of bashing from me.
No, he's just, he's a bit of...
He started with, I'm not an expert, and then made a comment about how liquid Bitcoin is, and he was wrong.
Yeah.
But caveat... And
you can't just say I'm not an expert at the start, and then start.
say
things that are wrong.
Yeah, but you used a lot for scams, right? Unfortunately.
Oh, this Twitter post, made sense.
Yeah. I think it was one before he said the audio. I'm not an expert, but here's this and this and this, which is all wrong.
Yeah. And he never gives investment advice. So actually, I think if you read the threads, I think that's an absolutely fair comment from Martin Lewis about
it. Is.
Yeah.
People need to get out of their head. They think that he's talking about money as investment stuff. Yeah. He's not that guy. He's the wrong guy for that completely, but he's the only money guy in the UK that's on TV and mainstream. So people are just grabbing hold of him.
Trading expert, as in how to save a few pounds on your TV bill. Yeah.
How to get
really is where
10% off at this place.
Is his wheelhouse, right? And why was he prompted to have to comment on Bitcoin? What did he say?
We talked about it on the last podcast.
He put a tweet out saying he does a BBC podcast, doesn't he? So he said, like, before the next episode or whatever, what's everyone's...
It was what was your realization about
money was it?
That was it. Something along those lines.
So he set himself up for it, in all honesty, but every comment was just...
And if you put that on Twitter, everyone's going to be...
And all the Bitcoiners retweeted it, so...
Right. So that everyone was saying,
money's not real, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Your government prints it, all that.
Okay.
I think the frustrating thing that even if he's not an expert, he doesn't he's just not open to even having the to expand.
I think it's because it's
his knowledge.
He is, say, let behind the scenes in terms of having a conversation about why he should buy some Bitcoin for an investment, but that's not what he does on a public stand. Mm. He talks about how to save, get a 10% coupon from this place, and how to get a lower interest rate at this loan.
He's sticking to what's made him very successful. So why would he end up commenting on any investment?
It's a completely different thing. It's not the same realm. It's the
we'd all love him because he's got a big reach for global, well, UK audience certainly, to say, you know, mention Bitcoin as a solid alternative to all these other savings accounts and bits and pieces. But I get why he doesn't.
Yeah, no, he doesn't. He shouldn't. He's not the right guy to advise on anything to do with this. He isn't at all. It's just people are clutching at straws because he's the only guy on the UK telly that talks about money.
So we should leave Martin Lewis alone.
Yeah, I didn't stop think there's any point in using him because he would never
hashtag
be
hashtag leave him alone.
Yeah.
And he should stop saying incorrect things about Bitcoin. She's not an expert.
Okay. Bitcoin prints a 20K monthly candle, which is the biggest ever in US dollars.
Right.
I don't know if it, I don't know who
that's a cool story, bro.
It's just facts, is what it is.
I know, it says price talk is very linear, isn't it?
It was a big month, though.
Big old candle.
It is impressive. And I think for the stability almost of where we are at the minute, it's pretty impressive for how much it's grown in the last sort of 2 months, 2 to 3 months.
I mean, a 20K candle, that's huge.
And we're not really seeing much in the retail market for us is new signups and things like that. Starting to increase now.
Messages from family coming.
Started to come in.
Yeah.
But that's like what we see at the start of a bull run, and then it kind of extrapolates upwards quite a lot over time, historically, what we've seen anyway.
That same old thing, am I too late?
Yeah.
I'm so sick of that one.
No, we're still early.
Oh. Definitely the beginning of the cycle, I think. But I've only really seen this in the last 2 weeks, I would say. Prior to that, I was not getting anything from anyone.
No.
It's been slow and steady.
Okay, cool. Marathi's new slipstream service just broke the record for the largest ever Bitcoin block at 3,990.36 kilobytes.
Yeah, so we talked about Marathon's new slipstream service last week, about them getting around the policy rules and taking non-standard transactions and mining them in a block. And then that's now led on to this, which is, the largest block in terms of raw byte size at 3.9 meg, and it contained this massive ordinal gem thing.
Right.
Where they paid $37,000 in fees on chain, and then whatever they paid off chain to Marathon as well.
What is that?
It's a gem. You're not telling.
No, but what's the sign on it? What's the symbol?
It's like sort of rune. Yeah, it's a runestone airdrop, Dave.
Yeah. What's your problem? I feel like that means something to some people. I don't know.
And you then I think, Mike, if you go in the Twitter thread, this was immediately eclipsed by another one.
Really?
There's another one which was just as big, I think. But the block itself had 7 transactions in it.
Ugh.
Which usually we're seeing 2,500 to 3,000 transactions.
So what's that do to the mempool? Is it the fees going up because people can't get in? Is that what it's doing?
No, transactions in that block because it's all taken up with that. So then they have to wait for the next block. So increase the mempool. But the other thing is it's a big block. It's only 4 meg, or it's 4 meg. Mm-hmm. Previously, when historically 1 meg was the block size limit, wasn't it?
So that big block is that transaction. There's little tiny ones.
So the other 6 ones are included. So it gets a normal one in terms of the break. That's crazy.
That makes me a bit mad.
But if you do things, it's like if everyone moved to sort of BEC32 addresses and so on, then you start to see bigger blocks capabilities as well for the on-chain scaling side in some ways. So it's not, I'm tying maybe this into on-chain scaling a little bit there, but it is interesting. It's interesting to see that there's been a 4 meg block now. But also, why is just ridiculous.
As we said last week, the market will decide what's valuable. Is that valuable?
A lack of backlash, hasn't there? I've not seen much.
Do people just think it'll blow over?
Just ignoring it. The prices.
I mean, someone's taking at least a 40K gamble there on that one because they pay that in fees that they'll be worth more than that. So when the market, if the market eventually decides it's not worth that, then these kind of things will stop, right?
Well, Yeah.
Because they paid 40k in fees on chain, and then they would have had to pay Marathon something off chain additional.
Yeah.
For them to do that.
A Marathon happy doing it? I mean,
that's the whole part of the point of the service. Yeah, they want to do that.
Is that what they think? There's a market for it.
Clearly, there is.
Yeah, right now
it's just happening. That's one transaction. There's a lot of work.
Another one.
There's two transactions.
There might be more done. I've not looked.
That's not the standard. That's for like one transaction that nearly filled a whole block. But they're doing like ones that could like a quarter of a block one and that kind of thing.
Yeah, but
it's just getting around. It's getting around.
It really blew up. Right, and you've got loads of blocks filled with this, and no one can get on-chain transactions. Fees will go through the roof because you're competing for
this probably
space, right?
Scalability and then Lightning, and that's people's issues with Lightning, saying that it'll be too expensive to non-custodial Lightning, and it's agreeable in some respects. I think that's completely understandable. But long-term, Lightning is probably not the solution for non-custodial, like low-level scaling, should we say. Whereas Lightning's great for custodial, quick, instantaneous payments, so B2B payments, and our customers sending to wherever they need to send. If you want to do it in a non-custodial way, these sort of things are going to prevent that happening. I say these things, Bitcoin in general would naturally help.
It'd be interesting now to see if any other mining pools kind of offer the same service after seeing Marathon do it.
It's going to happen. Free market. We move on.
Next topic. The first gold ETF took 2 years to hit $10 billion. BlackRock's Bitcoin ETF did it in 7 weeks.
Yeah.
Wow.
Bill, right, when was the first gold ETF? 70s?
No, it wasn't that long ago.
It wasn't that long ago. 2000s, was it?
2004? No. Was it?
Yeah, it was only...
I was thinking it was like a...
Yeah, there you go.
A different era.
2 years in 2004.
Like a pre...
It's not that long.
Dinosaur.
Back in the 1940s.
Time to receive some sort of leaflet about this ETF.
Yeah, no wonder it took that
time. Is it really? 2004?
I said 20 years later.
Okay.
I mean, that graph itself, that's crazy. That is absolutely crazy.
Cool. Right, what were the other options for gold other than ETF, though?
Buying gold.
But was that it? Buying gold.
Like, why was that buying Bitcoin, isn't it, I guess?
Yeah, I'm trying to think of why there's just such a huge disparity. Is it because actually anyone could have bought gold if you were... So the ETF's opened up a different market, hasn't it?
I think Bitcoin's reached a wider audience than gold ever has. Bitcoin's more interesting than gold.
Do you think it's because it's all online? Everybody's online these days. It's easier access.
The audience reached is completely different. Like, would you... If Bitcoin wasn't here, would we even be... Anybody care about talking about gold ETFs?
Gold corner.
You just wouldn't, would you? It's in your pensions and things like that in the background, but nobody really cares.
I feel like gold seems less accessible to your everyday Joe, whereas Bitcoin, everyone knows it's like this thing that's for the people, essentially.
Definitely. I think it's just a mindset thing that everyone
is
more open to Bitcoin than they were gold. But I guess it's ask people about buying gold. Would they know the first thing of where to go and what to do? Buying Bitcoin, you go to a Bitcoin exchange. People do generally know that now.
Maybe.
Okay. Okay. So do you want me to read the conversation? This is about when the last Bitcoin is mined and supply. Should I name names or not name names?
Say again.
this is a conversation we had earlier this week in the office about the supply of Bitcoin.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you don't need to name names.
I won't name names. Okay, so the conversation was...
You just said named him. She knew the right.
No. So the ETFs are buying up multiples of the available new supply, although that can't last forever. Is it possible the Bitcoin supply ever runs out? You said, I'll be 159 years old when the last Bitcoin is mined. Should I be worried? And then you said, we need this on the podcast.
Yeah, let me read it again.
Runs out?
I just need to read that again. I can't remember what I was thinking. I didn't ask this, I was answering.
You said put it on the podcast.
That's a funny question for you to ask me, Danny.
This is off the back of what the ETFs are buying up, like 10x more than that's coming into circulation.
Yeah, I mean, it's the demands, the price will just go up. And at some point, people will sell because the prices that are selling
at a certain price.
It's just the market.
Yeah. And will the ETFs not just buy what's been sold?
Yeah.
But they'll have to.
So eventually closing out the supply for
But the price will have to go up for people to then sell. So the price will just continue to rise. Mm. It's a
it's just a free market. Yeah, it's just an easy play.
You'll never run out of Bitcoin. That would be unrealistic.
I saw a good tweet, or it was like a poll. It was like, at what price are you planning on selling your Bitcoin to BlackRock? Because it's like corporations that usually have longer time horizons than individuals. So it usually ends up retail people get out, but corporations will hold for longer.
Yeah.
This is what I've been thinking as well. Like, will there become a point where BlackRock are approaching whales to try and buy private, like private sales of their Bitcoin to try and...
There is talks about that, isn't there, on socials, but I don't know if anyone's ever brought anything evidence of
that. Well, I mean, there's no point. There's only now, I guess, the exchanges have, there's so much available Bitcoin, but if it gets to a point where it's that scarce, will they start approaching people?
Yeah, that's scarce. It will just drive up the price and people will let loose, won't they?
I'm not aware of anyone being approached for, like, whales being approached for that. So I wouldn't have any evidence of any that happening in the background ever at the minute. Or ever, all time, that I'm aware of. And they've never even, us being an exchange in this industry and being in this for so many years, they've never approached us for anything like that to ask, do we have customers? Because we have whales of customers, like massive whales, but they're not approaching us and saying anything. So I think it's just all rumors.
Yeah. At what point, this is a slight different conversation, but at what price do you think we would start to change the units Bitcoin is priced in? So right now everyone looks at one Bitcoin's price worth. How high does the price have to go before you have to change that?
Back saying like he wants sat cent parity.
Yeah. Like gold, did gold go for a change? Like the first gold ETF was priced at what a certain way of gold. But does the price go up that much, you then have to change what you're looking at, because we can't be going around saying Bitcoin's $1 million like dollars worth. That's always interesting to me. At what point does everyone agree to change the units?
I think it just happens naturally at the time, doesn't it?
Yeah.
There'll be a point where it's like, right, we flip. Be just a natural occurrence.
Is that, I suppose they have had the same problem in shares. You remember about 3 years ago, Tesla diluted so they could reduce one share price because people, as a mindset, want to buy one share. And it was a price where most people couldn't afford to buy one share. So they diluted it and the share becomes 500 quid. You obviously can't have it. Do anything like that with Bitcoin, it would be ridiculous.
Well, we went through that. I don't remember the time when we went from Bitcoin and Satoshis to Sats. I don't remember going, because back in 2014, 15, 16, even 17, Sats weren't a thing. It was Satoshis. And then all of a sudden, I think it just became a thing, but it was over years.
You used to call them Satoshis.
That's what they're called.
No, I wouldn't even refer them as Satoshis.
Sats, I don't remember the first mention of Sats, and it just slowly happened, and all of a sudden,
would it have been a Lightning thing? You think?
Are you a bit, Bits or a Sats guy?
Sats,
yeah, Sats.
I'm not sure.
I assume one of the Lightning implementations might have called a unit Sats, and it maybe,
It just sort of makes sense.
Yeah, because I don't even know where it came from. I don't know where it came from, but just happened, and we call it Sats now instead. It's just normal,
it's just catchier, isn't it? Is it like
I think I will gradually over time, like within accounts and stuff, we'll start. How many Sats is stuff?
Yeah, it's just cool to think about, isn't it? And be here for that transition of like a mindset transition, essentially. People stop pricing it in not what one Bitcoin's worth, but what 1,000 Sats is worth.
Yeah. I kind of started to do that already, though. Because when you're like paying for breakfast and stuff, you see how many Sats it is.
Yeah.
It kind of, it does, because it's gradually coming. Yeah.
Right here.
That's pretty cool. Okay. You can't answer that, didn't you? About supply.
Well, the supply thing is because of the...
Don't touch my hammer.
Is it the issuement is ending by 2140? Is that the point, I suppose?
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Okay. Any mining updates?
I don't know. I've not looked.
I think there's definitely been one. There was one block about 3 days ago. Just
casual background stuff now.
Yeah.
Just leave it running. Nice and warm. Nice temperature.
It's cold outside today as well.
All running hunky-dory. Yeah.
One, we're still running in here, no one knows.
Nope.
We're getting close to the minimum payout.
Big
days. No. Yeah.
Happy days.
Awesome. Okay. That's everything on the agenda then.
Probably will tweet out some stats on that. We probably aren't very good at that.
I'm still waiting on stats so I can tweet about it, As you were getting some, remember?
Yeah, I think I got some and then it was just like...
Just didn't send them me.
He's going to wait to tweet them out himself.
I think I got distracted about the break-even point that the price would have to be to make my...
Which is probably not far off now.
No, it's still far off. Like an S9 still not profitable, is it, for the electricity costs in the Allemande? The electricity costs in the Allemande have probably gone up higher than faster rate than Bitcoin anyway.
That's true.
If we've the saving we've done on, so the Bitcoin price going up and what we're getting in there, the saving we've done in electricity costs is probably quite impressive.
Yeah, if we compare it just to normal heaters, it would be.
It would be impressive.
I like to hear if more people are adopting them. I don't understand why people wouldn't in the workplace. Like, everyone that comes in here, it's like, that's a Bitcoin miner heating this room.
Every time we read about it, it gets a lot of interest.
Yeah.
It's not easy.
Yeah.
I think it's a part, it needs to be plug and play for people. You don't want to.
I 100% agree. I don't think it is that easy to set up a miner.
No.
But there are barriers there. You would just want to be plug in.
Exactly that you need.
Give it an address somehow and let it go. Someone needs to look into that.
Well, there is a couple of companies, isn't there, that do that and just plug and play, but they're not the one heat bit, but they mine to their own dress, so you don't actually get the Bitcoin, which is a bit odd. So it's
price points are there a bit inhibitive.
Yeah, oh, it's too expensive to buy a unit as well. Yeah, we'd never buy,
because like you would never buy too many cheap heating options.
It's $1,500, is it, for one of their?
So well, that depends on
buy a heater for that. Let
get a fan heater for 15 quid.
Yeah,
you sound like Simon.
But it's true though.
Like, yeah, you get a desk fan heater, but not a fan heater is doing a different thing than trying to heat a room. You can get a room heat's like 109.
That $1,500 would not heat that.
No,
nowhere near.
It'd heat this room. Don't get me wrong. But so does the 120 quid Tesla.
Did you ever look? What was that? You found a tiny little one for the desk.
Did. Sorry, don't bang just yet then, because we've got this one was, I forgot the name of the company now. I sent it to you, haven't
I? Yeah, no, we knew. I think their launch date was Feb, wasn't it?
It was.
Like, wasn't it? Like,
they did maybe a crowdfunding thing, didn't they?
I can't believe that would be an actual thing.
Yeah.
I know, well, for a podcast, we can't remember the name of the thing.
It's as bad as
or why it was good, but the hashing ratio was pretty good for the power output.
It's one of the big miners.
Yeah, it was.
Avalon. Sure,
okay. Maybe we could do some research and actually
show notes.
We could get one for next time. But it seemed like a good self-heating thing for
it was a,
for
weird
a person that was really affordable.
Yeah, but it was weird. There wasn't
it around.
There was not much on it. No one was talking about it.
No.
It was really...
For the wattage, I don't believe it put out any heat.
We didn't know if it was fake, but it was on their actual website, and they're legitimate. They're a big public company. It's one of the public miners. Yeah.
I think if you can make it that easy and if they've sorted out the UX in terms of setting it up, then that could be interesting. A little self-heater. Because you don't want to heat rooms, you want to heat a person. Anyway.
It's a fair point.
Sorry, that was rambly.
We'll dig that out for next week, though, and share that.
Yes.
A little bit frustrating, I can't remember the name.
So are we open to questions now from anyone on YouTube? We got a Dear Deirdre section. Was that the
question? We can have a Dear Dave section.
We need a better Dave. Yeah, Dear Dave.
You don't want a Dear Dave. You don't want answers from me.
No, we're always open to questions. If people have questions, send them in. Okay. Leave a comment.
We should probably ask people more. So yeah, please leave them on the YouTube.
I'm trying to ask right now.
I mean, a tweet out.
Overrated.
Share it.
Tweet us. Leave a YouTube comment.
Please like the video.
Send a carrier pigeon, however you want to send a question in.
If they send a carrier pigeon, that'll be impressive. We'll definitely answer that question.
Yeah.
Challenge for anybody out there.
Yeah.
Bit chimney.
Right.
Is that what it was?
No, it wasn't.
Ending.
Peace.
Cheerio.